It's 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Monday, July 17th, 2023. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, upping the ante. The slow, incremental march toward World War III continued Friday when President Biden issued an executive order authorizing the deployment of select reserve units from the U.S. military to Europe to bolster Operation Atlantic Resolve. Defense.gov reports that this operation will be designated a contingency operation. They will be there to bolster NATO's eastern flank. That's the part of Europe that faces Russia and Belarus, Russia's close ally. So, again, as we're seeing this slow, incremental ratcheting up of the involvement of the United States in what is going on, in what is a proxy war between Russia and the West in Ukraine. First, Abrams tanks were no off the table. Now we're sending 33 Abrams tanks. And F-16s were a red line we wouldn't cross, and now they're supposedly going to be sent next year. We're training Ukrainian pilots on the F-16s. And then cluster bombs were a war crime. The Russians used them. It's awful. It's terrible. Oh, now we're sending them to Ukraine because Ukraine's running out of ammunition. And this long-awaited, much-vaunted counteroffensive has stalled, according to the corporate media. This is as close to boots on the ground as we've gotten with Russia. Now, many questions arise about this action. Why reservists, military reservists, and not active duty military? Is this somehow less boots on the groundsy than actually sending active duty military units? And secondly, why now? Why is this happening now? Is this a distraction from something else? Like, I don't know, cocaine at the White House, maybe? Lincoln Brown, writing in PJ Media, writes this. It would appear that the president is surrounded by people only slightly less detached from reality than he is, without the excuse of age or dementia. This has potential ramifications beyond the administration's horribly misguided notion to send cluster bombs to Ukraine. And Brown asks, is precedent being set? Because under the Constitution, it takes an act of Congress to declare war. Historically, the president must go to the legislature and ask for a declaration. But Biden is taking advantage of his office to mobilize select portions of the military and send them to Europe, bypassing the need to even so much as consult with Congress. End quote. Pray that cooler heads prevail. And while this is going on, remember the whole thing with the very brief rebellion in Russia where the Wagner Group, the private military contractors, started marching northward from Ukraine toward Moscow and then suddenly turned around again. And then Yevgeny Prigozhin was persona non grata and he was exiled to Belarus. Well, now reports are that he's back in Russia and living as a free man. And at the same time, according to reports from Eastern Europe, the Wagner Group has moved to Belarus where they are now training Belarusian soldiers. Active duty military forces inside Belarus at a base about 50 miles south of the capital of Minsk. This is not really a surprise. We're looking into a glass darkly when it comes to the war in Ukraine. It appears that the Wagner Group has been deployed as a training force to upgrade the military of Russia's western neighbor, Belarus. Topic number 4, Yellen's trip. I'm talking about Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, and trip has a double meaning here because the corporate media is now floating the idea that her odd behavior, really a diplomatic faux pas, which she committed several times, bowing to Chinese officials during her diplomatic mission about a week and a half ago, might have been due to consuming magic mushrooms. Yes, the 76-year-old Janet Yellen ate 4 portions of Jianshu King, a type of wild mushroom at a Beijing restaurant after she arrived there on July 6th. This is according to Chinese state media, who were very impressed by her skills with chopsticks, apparently, that they are known in China for their unpredictable psychedelic effects on users. According to Dr. Peter Mortimer, quoted by CNN, I have a friend who mistakenly ate them and hallucinated for 3 days. Now, it's not clear as to why hallucinating would cause Yellen to repeatedly bow to her Chinese counterpart, but it is a rather bizarre attempt by the corporate media to explain away this act of abasing herself in front of an equal during a diplomatic mission to China. No, it wasn't Yellen. She didn't make the mistake. It was the mushrooms. Topic number 3, Field of Dreams. Build them and they will come. We're talking about electric vehicles here. The number of unsold EVs at dealers in the second quarter of 2023 tripled compared to the year prior. This is signaling a weakening in demand for the segment. This is according to a recent report by an auto dealer data company called Cox Automotive. In the second quarter of 2023, the average inventory for electric vehicles at dealers was more than 92,000 units on the ground. This is up 342% from the same quarter in 2022. The number of days of supply on the ground jumped from 38.5 days last year to 92 days this year, which suggests that people are not buying them as quickly as automotive makers thought we would. Now, I've pointed out online, on social media, and gotten some pushback from people who are fans of electric vehicles that, you people in rural areas are too worried about the look, the range on these is 300 miles, 500 miles, whatever. You probably live closer to a charging station than that. You can charge it at home. Yeah, okay, but the nearest charging station to us is about 26 miles. There are about 14 gas stations between here and there. I predict that within 25 years, electric vehicles will be the Betamax of the automotive industry. Because when you get into a small fender bender, if the battery is even scratched, you've got to scrap the whole vehicle. And I like the fact that my old Honda CR-V's battery cost about 100 times less than the new battery inside a Tesla. Topic number two, the pyramid of white supremacy. Children in Church of England schools are being taught that a pyramid of white supremacy is the reason that the world is in the state that it's in. It begins with the lowest level, with indifference, that avoiding confrontation on issues of racism and skin color ultimately leads to genocide, mass murder. In other words, children, if you say that you don't see color today, someday that's going to mean someone will try to... This is awful, but this is what's being taught in Church of England schools. This theory put together put together to display graphically, visually, critical race theory to children. This comes from a U.S.-based Equality Institute, that's the name of the organization, which describes itself as a global feminist agency working to advance gender equality and end violence against women and girls. It's hard to see what that goal has to do with the pyramid of white supremacy. This graphic features in a document called Responding to Racism. It's compiled by the Diocese of St. Edmundsbury in the UK, uncovered by campaigning group Don't Divide Us, which is a group that says, look, these organizations are deliberately trying to, well, frankly, fulfill prophecy, nation against nation. In the Greek, that's ethnos against ethnos, the word from which we get ethnic. It's not nation state against nation state, it's tribe against tribe, and that's what's being promoted here through the Church of England, at least the Diocese of St. Edmundsbury and Ipswich, actually. This found at the website. It was uploaded to the diocese's website for teachers to look at and study. This, again, is horrific, indoctrinating children to believe that if they avoid confronting others about perceived racial insults today, the ultimate end of that is genocide and mass murder. Well, the Church of England apparently tackling this issue because it finds wrestling with principalities, powers, and cosmic rulers over this present darkness not a big enough task, apparently. Coming up, Kamala Harris's latest word salad. She says the quiet part out loud, and the White House has to correct it. I'll explain that next on 5 and 10.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we want to make sure you know how you can get your copy of this incredible new book in the John Clash Special Offer. When you order the John Clash Special Offer, you'll receive his brand new book, The Law of Attraction, A Gateway Drug to Spiritual Heroin. This phenomenal new work challenges the very validity of the dangerous Luciferian, heavily popularized ideology that false teachers and gurus describe as the law of attraction. In this book, John also uses a solid biblical framework to debunk the so-called scientific selling points that the law of attraction is predicated on. But that's not all. You'll also receive the amazing DVD Beyond Supernatural that features off-the-record interviews with popular former New Age author and speaker Stephen Bancars, where he details his long history and involvement with the New Age and shares his personal testimony of deliverance through Jesus Christ. And as a bonus, this DVD also includes the entire original Skywatch TV 5-part series on the second coming of the New Age. Also included in this must-have special offer, the 2-part DVD Occultianity, how the End Times Church is forming now in preparation of Antichrist, where Donna Howell and Ali Anderson walk you step-by-step through how a silent, complacent church is inadvertently laying the foundation for the bloodiest cult that the world has ever seen. All of these items hold a retail value of $75, yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling, so don't delay. You can scan the QR code on your screen using the camera app on your phone for instant access to this special offer. You can also visit us at skywatchtvstore.com or call 1-844-750-4985 and ask for the John Clash special offer right now.
Item number one today, the quiet part out loud. Vice President Harris made a verbal slip on Friday, at least we hope it was a slip, that fed into basically kicked off a tweet storm over the weekend as social media picked up on this. Now, the corporate media is portraying this as feeding into conspiracy theories, unhinged conspiracy theories. You see, Vice President Harris was addressing a group on the need to reduce pollution, but instead she said this, and I quote, "When we invest in clean energy and electric vehicles and reduce population, more of our children can breathe clean air and drink clean water." This was at a conference in Baltimore on combating climate change. Reduce population, the key phrase in that sentence. But of course, the White House had to walk it back, issuing an official statement, the official transcript, striking through the word population and substituting pollution. Oh, she meant reduce pollution, not reduce population. And of course, the corporate media jumped in to protect Vice President Harris, saying that this fed into long-standing conspiracy theories that a cabal of global elites have plans to dramatically reduce the world human population in order to more easily monitor and control people. Well, duh. I mean, look, if it walks like a duck and talks like a duck, you might just have a web-footed waterfowl on your hands. She said the quiet part out loud. Skywatch TV depends on your support to do what we do. And this is just a small part of it. What we actually do through the offers that we present to you for books, DVDs, and so forth is support the work at Whispering Ponies Ranch. Camping season is in full swing right now. Children from Royal Family Kids, those are children in foster care, age 9 to 11. Teens at Risk through Teen Reach, also taking advantage of the facilities there to change the course of their lives at no cost to those ministries. And that's because of your support. And so we want to thank you every time you offer a donation to Skywatch TV. During the month of July, that gift to you is the wonderful book by Pastor Carl Gallup's Glimpses of Glory. What would it have been like to see Jesus with your own eyes? Carl has a gift for storytelling, as you will find out with this book. And if you're in the U.S. or Canada, for your donation to Skywatch TV of any amount during the month of July, we'll send you this book as our way of saying thanks. Find out more online at skywatchtv.com. You can look for the red donate button there. You can go to skywatchtvstore.com and follow the link there, or give us a call during regular business hours at 844-750-4985. One of the most shocking things we've learned in recent years is that more than half of professing American Christians, it's actually closer to 60%, hold some sort of New Age beliefs. That's how interwoven with our culture New Age teachings have become. They've infiltrated the church. One of the most insidious is something called the law of attraction, the idea that you can change your reality by thinking good thoughts and positive thoughts about what you want. John Clash joins us this week on Skywatch TV to talk about the law of attraction. His new book is essential for your library because, like I said, it is all around us, and those teachings have made their way into the modern-day Christian church. You can find our broadcast schedule if you watch over the air at skywatchtv.com/channels. If you watch, on Roku or Apple TV, of course, you can see the program right now there if you've got the Skywatch TV app for your set-top box. If you watch online, you can catch it at our website, skywatchtv.com. All of our content is there. You can also catch it at our new YouTube and Rumble channels. These are the addresses right here. Or better yet, download our mobile app to your smartphone or tablet, which bypasses the gatekeepers of big tech, because we won't be canceled from our own app. It is free, brings you all of our content, plus important news updates 3 times a week, and it's available for iOS, Android, and Amazon Kindle Fire phones and tablets. We've got links to their app stores at the website. You'll find the link in the top menu bar at skywatchtv.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.